This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear that song, it means time to talk to our friend Barry Sverluga. Busy weekend for him. Barry, what's up, dude?
How are you?
Hey, guys. Hope you had a good long weekend.
Oh, it was great,
dude.
Man.
It was nice. I want to get into this poll that your newspaper dropped today. But before we do that, you were out of congressional on Sunday. Obviously, Angel Cabrera won this thing, and he was a few months removed from a real prison stint. How difficult was that to kind of write, and did it matter more the way Patrick Harrington kind of just gave it all away?
You know, I did not want Cabrera to win that, not because I have anything against him. It's because I didn't really want to write some sort of preachy, you know, this guy is a woman beater and he shouldn't be out here, even though I think there's a good case for that. I mean, the guy spent 30 months in prison in Argentina. He's a multiple-time domestic abuser. He has he pled guilty. He has expressed contrition. But it's just odd that, you know, I mean, I think we have to think about these things from the victim's perspective. And, yeah, I'm all for second chances and all of that. But, you know, these women, you know, are left with the scars from that situation. So that's more than I wrote in my column about the Cabrera situation. I decided that Padraig Harrington is such not – just a character in the game of golf, but he's a great explainer of, you know, what goes through your brain over the course of a round of golf, a hole of golf, a single golf shot. And he had a 2-shot lead on the 15th tee, and it was not a difficult tee shot. It's kind of a layup. He was hitting 5-wood, and he just had a brain lock. He got overconfident. It was something he said he's dealt with for the entirety of his golfing life. Like he pulled out a reference to a tournament he lost because of that same problem when he was 18. So I love writing about golf when it's like golf we can all relate to. And if you're a 20 handicap or a 10 or a 2 or scratch, you know how difficult it is to stand over an easy shot in competition and try to pull it off like you've pulled off all the ones before that. I thought it was a fun way to get into what decided the tournament.
What did they say about the course? You know, early on it started up, you had guys after, I think, round one or two, they were -5 and things of that nature. Then all of a sudden the course started to show a little teeth.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, they can kind of dial it however they want. I mean, that place is big and brawny enough that if they want to put a little length on it, they can do that. I mean, JP knows, of course. And the rough gets up I mean, the winning score was 8 under. So mm-hmm. that's not, you know, it's not 19, 20 under that you would get if you were shooting 467s. It was challenging. It is challenging. You know, there's a PGA championship coming up at Congressional in 2030 and a Ryder Cup that I'll be using a walker to cover in 2037. So they picked it because they can make it, it can fit the game for the 15 over set, but they can put some real teeth into it. And I think they want to, after what Rory did to it in 2011, obviously that was the US Open run by the USGA, and this will be the PGA of America running both the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup. But they're not going to make it. They're not going to dumb it down. It'll be tough for those tests.
Man, watching the old dudes, and not many of them hit it far, but Cabrera does. There's a couple of them that do. I almost wonder if they've got the length available for when the men come. Like that 2030 or 2029 PGA Championship, I mean, they're going to have to put the tee for 9 in the middle of the fifth fairway. Like, it's going to be crazy what they're going to have to do. And you could dial up the rough and all those other things.
I just saw, but it was Bryson hit a shot 410 yards. That shouldn't be happening.
Right.
A par four and the ball roll up on the green. Here you are putting.
Well, I mean, JP's right that, I mean, they can dial up the rough. They can make the greens fast. I mean, as long as it's not like a month of rain like we've had. And then pin positions are another tool that they have. I mean, it's not all about length. And you're right, JP. There are a couple. I mean, I was impressed with a couple of the drives that Harrington hit. I mean, he hit one way down on 9, way down the hill into that valley, and nearly reached the green in 2 there, which not a lot of these guys were doing. So it was fun stuff. It's not like, definitely not a vibe of like a men's or women's major for the, you know, in the prime of your career set. But you know, you get on the back 9 on Sunday and you're sweating a little bit because something's at stake.
Right. It was fun to watch. I thought it looked really good on TV. The fact that Harrington and Cabrera had like that same shot down the hill on 18 and Cabrera was able to convert and Patty couldn't, it kind of tells the story. I want to get to this Commanders thing with you, but before I do, you had a column, I think last week, forgive me if my timeline screwed up, about James Wood, about you are in and of baseball. Like, you know, conversations surrounding baseball on a deep level. And it seems like people are starting to talk about James Wood in a new light around the league.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's because he's hit 13 bombs, and that's a number that will jump out at you before the end of May for sure. But I also think, and this is, I kind of wrote about two things in this column, and one is that his default method is left center and left field as a left-handed hitter. So he kind of defaults to driving the ball the opposite way. And when you get guys like that, and Bryce Harper and Juan Soto fell into that category too, as young left-handed hitters who could drive the ball out the opposite way, it kind of makes everything possible. You can learn to turn on an inside pitch and pull it, and Wood's 13th homer on Sunday against the Giants, he did pull it to right. It's a lot harder to come up as a pull hitter and then learn how to allow the ball to travel and drive it the opposite way. So it just seemed to me, as I dug into some numbers, and you know, there's nothing in baseball that's not quantifiable. I mean, he has the fourth highest slugging percentage the opposite way of anybody in baseball. And it just seems to me that in the year he's going to turn 23, that it kind of highlights the potential that's there, because he's doing it now at a high level, and I don't think he's unlocked his full potential. So the Nats are kind of middling. They got on a good run, then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants. It'll be interesting to see how things go in Seattle and Arizona, but I still think that James Wood's at-bats are kind of appointment TV, and that's not just this summer. That's a lot of summers to come.
He's been excellent to watch.
He's been, oh, bro.
I tell you what.
He's been good, man.
To look up James Wood's stats, I went to Pro Baseball Reference, and I started just looking at league leaders. good God, the start Aaron Judge is off to. I mean, he's leading almost every possible category. Shohei has one more.
He wasn't hitting the torpedo bat.
Dude.
How quick did that go down?
What is Judge doing up there, Barrett? Yeah.
No, it's crazy. And I will say the other part of the Wood column was I got down this rabbit hole, and this is I do this with baseball all the time, but this is a little bit of a different one. Like, there were some awesome calls by the opposing TV teams of some of Wood's hits. There's one of the Marlins. He took a 3-0 pitch that was down and in and drove it out to the left of center field. It was like, what is going on? And these guys who don't see him every night, looking at his stature and how he can drive the ball the opposite way. And I bring this up not to get away from Judge, but to embrace the Judge idea, because one of the Marlins announcers was like, I mean, he's a left-handed Aaron Judge. And the frame is the obvious reason to say that, because there aren't a lot of 6'6", 6'7", guys mm-hmm. that are great offensive players that really kind of have short swings. But, I mean, I mentioned that Wood is fourth in the majors in slugging percentage the opposite way. First on that list is Aaron Judge, and he's like 200 points ahead of Wood. He's slugging like 1150 the opposite way, which is just like, that's not a number that you slug in any direction. He's a freak right now. I was not totally into that contract when he signed it, because he came up. The thing people forget about Aaron Judge is he's not Harper or Soto up in the majors at 19. He didn't get to the majors until he was 24, 25. So that puts you at free agency a lot later, but man, he is just an absolute animal at this point. Non-Otani division, he's clearly the best hitter out there.
He's definitely that. I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, let's finish, if we can, with a poll this morning from the Washington Post. I don't know if you have seen this, but I think it's gaining some real traction that fans today, compared to last year, like the Commander's name a lot more than they did. I don't think that should be particularly surprising, but I'm curious kind of your reaction to the story.
Well, I'm sure you guys have talked about it through this lens. It's like, you know, do they like it a lot more? Would they have liked it a lot more if they had gone 5-12 and they didn't have a quarterback in place and they were wondering about the owner? I don't think they would. I think now they have accomplished some stuff under that name. Jaden Daniels has only been a Washington Commander. It doesn't necessarily mean that you sit there and think about, okay, what is a commander? What is that military rank? Like, where does it fit? Like, I feel better about this. I think you feel better about it because the the Commanders as a team have now done some stuff that you care about and created memories as Commanders. And Dan Quinn talks about, we want guys who are good Commanders. Like, that all matters now. So I mean, again, I don't know how you guys have discussed it, but I can't imagine you were super surprised that, like, it's doing better than it did, because guess what? The team is doing better than it did for years and years and years.
I said it way back. I said, they start winning, people start liking it. And people shot it down, and guess what? What's happening now? They're winning, and people like it.
And Brian, I think, like, once you start having good associations with whatever the name is, it just makes it harder to change. I kind of feel like I'm surprised that we added that as a poll question, actually, because I kind of feel like we should really be past it. Like, this is going to be the name. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Josh Harris is.
I think they've been pretty clear, dude.
Yeah, that's what every time he's asked, it's like, this is not a priority. And even last, you know, his season wrap up press conference, he was pretty darn direct about it. It's not only that they have other priorities, which they clearly do, stadium, but you know, they're kind of comfortable with it. And again, you know, Jaden Daniels changes everything, and Jaden Daniels only being a Commander and leading them to an NFC championship game in his rookie year, like, that's the most important piece. People have positive associations with that part of the piece. So everything that's tangential to that becomes more positive because of it.
I totally agree. One of the things I always enjoy about just talking with you is you can talk about any sport kind of at any time. What is, obviously you tend to write all fall around the Commanders. Commanders are the most popular team in town, et cetera, right? What do you map out as your column strategy for these really lean months over the May, June, July? You know, we'll have some NBA finals, we'll have hockey finals, but it's a lean, it's a humble group, as the great Charlie Casserly would say.
It's I'm in the desert a little bit right now. And that's,
imagine,
you know,
hosting 4 hours of radio every day.
No, I know. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, I love that the Caps were relevant and were in at least two rounds of the playoffs for the hockey fan base, but also because it gave me, you know, 4 weeks or, you know, a month of layup columns that were relevant around here. It's hard. It's a reason to go to Congressional on a Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, because that checks a box and provides a fun column,
well,
at least for me.
Let me ask you this. When is Liv? A week or two?
Liv is next week. So
will you go to Liv and write a column?
Will my car find its way to RTJ in the middle of next week? It will. I also will. I mean, there's a reason to schedule vacation in, like, June, because, you know, it's pre-training camp. And now, I mean, JP, I didn't prioritize getting to Commanders or Washington Football Team or Redskins training camp in this job for years. I mean, I'd go down there.
Driving out to Ashburnbury.
Love it, yeah. But now it's like, no. Like, could I go out there a couple times a week? I could go out there a couple times a week. Like, that. It's just different and relevant in a way that it wasn't. So that makes, you know, going away in August different now than it was, you know, even 3 years ago. But you're right, man. Like, just in talking to the great Dan Steinberg, my editor, like, I was going to probably go to Baltimore to see Caitlin Clark against the Mystics on Wednesday night. Well, she's hurt, and that's out. It's not, there's no Indiana Fever Mystics column unless Caitlin Clark is playing. So, you're going to see your boy get a little creative in the next couple weeks, or else I'm going to be out of work.
I got one for you. Me and Jeff about to go play golf. I'm going to use a putter and a lob wedge and beat his ass.
Yeah, I believe you will. And the only interesting column there, Brian, is if you actually lost. So keep me up to date on that situation.
Okay.
Barry, thank you for the time, dude.
I really want to
read the Barry's for Luka goes to Liv column.
I've done one version of it, and I'll pull out another of it.
I'll come hang out with
next
you.
Week.
Do you?
All right, sounds good.
If you go, I'll come hang out with you.
Does media parking get to be on site? Because if that's the case, we need to send in for some credentials.
I can tell you, I mean, the last thing I covered out there was the Solheim Cup, and you, I mean, there was a shuttle from some like parking lot that was not at RTJ. I'll tell you that much.
It was probably at the Stonewall Pavilion, Nissan Pavilion. Probably.
Oh, we need a. We need,
what's it called? And then Nissan Pavilion. What's the
Jiffy Lube?
Jiffy Lube.
We need better parking than that. Come on, B.
Hey, man. Judge Austin, you listen, call us.
We need some parking, Judge. All right, Barry. We'll see what we can do with the parking.
Appreciate it, guys.
Be cool, right, brother.
Barry Svrluga, Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A. Barry, of course, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's take a tour through the most underrated players in the NFL and see if any Commanders fellas land on that list. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.